AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department's Inspector General is going to investigate the preparation by law enforcement to the Capitol riot, as well as the response. All 50 state capitals are on alert for possible violence leading up to Inauguration Day. Colonel Joe Gasper is director of the Michigan State Police in Lansing.
Law enforcement officials here in Michigan have a plan and are working together to ensure that we don't see a repeat of those dangerous, illegal, and disgraceful actions at our Capitol.
Defense Department officials are scrambling to call governors and asking whether they can have any more National Guard troops to send to Washington to help protect the Capitol. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's focus is on the impeachment of President Trump.
Our managers are solemnly and prayerfully preparing for the trial, which they will take to the Senate.
The trial could start on Inauguration Day, Wednesday. President-elect Joe Biden will lay out his plan today to boost the country's coronavirus vaccination program. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Biden yesterday said the program needs a course correction.
The vaccine rollout in the United States has been a dismal failure thus far.
With fewer than 12 million doses administered, experts say at least 250 million people have to be vaccinated for the nation to approach widespread resistance. Biden's pushing for 100 million shots to be given in his administration's first 100 days. He's named former FDA Commissioner David Kessler as the COVID response's chief science officer, where he'll coordinate vaccine review and approval and the logistics of manufacturing millions more doses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Prosecutors say a 16-year-old boy has admitted fatally shooting his newborn daughter and leaving her body inside a fallen tree in the woods in Wisconsin. Stocks remain lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. Getting coronavirus vaccines to people in the South is moving slowly.
Health experts are worrying about this, and residents are frustrated. Four states in the Deep South have very low inoculation rates compared to other states: Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, and South Carolina. Less than 2% of the population in those states had gotten their first shot by the start of the week. Some other states are managing 5%. It's not clear why the South is falling behind, but researchers note that in the past, the Deep South has lagged in funding public health and addressing disparities in care for its big rural population. I'm Rita Foley.
A friendly $100 bet over the 2020 presidential election ended up in small claims court in Florida. Trump supporter Sean Hayes lost to Jeffrey Costa. Hayes wouldn't pay up, refusing to acknowledge Joe Biden's victory. Costa sued. Hayes unfriended Costa on Facebook. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.